Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's a privilege again to be in the presence of God, to be sharing what God has laid on my heart this afternoon. I believe each one of us has got something that we'll receive as the Lord will have purposed in our hearts this morning. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, you are welcome in our midst. We invite you this afternoon, God, as we sit at your feet. Jehovah God, you shall speak to us as you have desired this evening. At our point of need, O God, you are going to meet each one of us, O Lord. Many have come with different issues in their hearts. Father, we may be seated here, but we have got different challenges in our lives. We lay them at your feet. We pray, Jehovah God, that you minister to each one of us in accordance with your riches in glory. Speak to every situation, God. Where healing is required, let healing be abundant. Where deliverance is required, God, be merciful, deliver. We thank you and we honor thee, Lord. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Once again, I want to welcome you for this service. I believe the Lord wants to speak to us something that probably we are losing focus on, but he would like to challenge us again to begin to lift up our hearts and to desire to be with him. I want us to share on the subject of let us arise, let us arise. I've titled it, let us arise. The presumption is that in our spiritual life, we may be in a place that we are not supposed to be, lower than we are supposed to be. But God wants to lift us to a new level where you and I will begin to celebrate and enjoy his presence in our lives. Where you and I will begin to fully experience the blessings that he speaks of in Ephesians chapter 1. Because it's one thing to read Ephesians chapter 1 and say he has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places above, but it's also another story to tell of the testimony of your own experience of that those blessings. So I believe this is a moment that each one of us must reflect deeply on what God is speaking to us. Let us turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 60. Isaiah chapter 60, I'm going to read from the New Living Translation. Arise, Jerusalem, let your light shine for all to see. For the glory of the Lord rises to shine on you. Darkness as black as night covers all the nations of the earth. But the glory of the Lord rises and appears over you. All nations will come to you to your light. Mighty kings will come to see your radiance. Look and see, for everyone is coming home. Your sons are coming from distant lands. Your little daughters will be carried home. Your eyes will shine and your heart will thrill with joy. For merchants from around the world will come to you and they will bring you the wealth of my lands. Praise the Lord. Now, it is instructive. The way the Bible has been written, they say, arise and shine. It means it's an instruction, a command to you to arise. That is what I said earlier. The presumption is that you are not in the right place. If you are at a lower position that you ought to be, then somebody will tell you to arise. I don't know, as you look at your life and you go reflect deep into your life, the past life, do you find yourself where you ought to be? Do you think that's where God wanted you to be in your Christian life now? Do you feel this is the position in the ministry that you ought to be? This is the role you ought to be playing right now. So as a challenge to each one of us, when we go through this scripture, we begin to pick out some things here. The lessons that we draw from this passage, there is a call to arise that means we are not in the right place. Can you turn around and tell your friend you are not in the right place? You are not where you should be. Arise. Arise. Yes. I thought somebody was also going to say yes. Praise the Lord. Yeah, it's important for us to remind ourselves this. And I've always said, the best sermon is what you preach to yourself when you are in the bathroom. Praise the Lord. Yes, when you preach to yourself, you begin to challenge yourself that, Kenneth, this is not what you ought to be doing right now. This is not the service, the quality of service that you ought to be giving to God right now. When you leave such quiet, such lonely places and go back to your bedroom, you begin to sense that there's something you need to do. The second thing we need to understand is that God is aware of the surrounding circumstances. I like the way Brother Rajesh was putting it here. He showed us the light of his phone. And because the sun is shining, you can't really appreciate the intensity of that light. So I take you back to Genesis chapter 1. The Bible says, the world was without form. It was dark and there was chaos around. But what I love most is that in that chaos, the Spirit of God was hovering. The Spirit of God was waiting. He was patiently waiting for something, a word of faith upon which he would act. Praise the Lord. The fact that you are in a dark place where you ought not to be is not a condemnation. Rather, it is an opportunity for you to realize that God is giving you an opportunity for you to exercise your faith at that moment. The Holy Spirit will always be hovering and waiting for the word of faith from you and me. He only acts on a word of faith in our lives, based on the scripture. And the Bible says, when God said, let there be light, there was light. Praise the Lord. So there is something about light that we must appreciate. That when God declares into your dark moments light, using your own mouth, it comes to pass. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. It is important for you to begin to understand these things, that your surrounding does not determine your end. Your surrounding is not a condemnation to your destiny. Your surrounding is only a reminder that there is a God in heaven who is ready to stand with you in those dark moments. So the fact that you are feeling crushed with circumstances, the fact that you are feeling the situation, the present situation, does not augur well for you. As a child of God, remind yourself this is a dark moment and it's time for me to arise and shine and speak to the situation. Declare to it that I'm a child of God. The plan of God for my life, for this situation, is not as you dictate now. God has got better plans for me. God has got better plans for you. Yes. Praise the Lord. Yes. Number 3, God is about to turn things around in your favor. During dark moments, that is the time you should celebrate. Be prepared for what is about to come. The night is always followed by the day. The fact that it's dark in the night It is only a reminder that as sure as that darkness will disappear, the sun will rise and the day will be bright. I want to come and remind us tonight that the many things that we are facing in life today, the experiences that we are going through in life today, is just a reminder that there is a good time that is coming ahead of us. God has set a moment in our lives for us to really appreciate the beauty of His blessing. Just like that light, it looks wasted as we shine it here. If somebody saw you with a torch now trying to look for something on this floor, they begin to wonder what is happening. But when it is dark and you shine the torch, people, oh yeah, you have a torch. Everybody appreciates this light that has come. So I want to remind all of us that the turning moment is around the corner, and you know you don't need to give up. It's time for you to continue pressing on. For God is aware of what you're going through, is very much present in your situation, and He wants to turn it around in your favor. Praise the Lord. Why do I say so? Because from the scripture that we read, it says, look and see, for everyone is coming home. Everyone. Your sons and your daughters are coming home. Praise the Lord. In addition to that, it says, your eyes will shine and your heart will thrill with joy. Why? For merchants from around the world will come to you. Businessmen are good to be with. When you're around them, you get good ideas. Praise the Lord. They open your eye understanding. The times we have had sessions about business opportunities, you begin to realize that I seem to be asleep. Because sometimes people talk of things that you see, these things are happening, but you take them so lightly. But when God begins to draw these people towards you, it means there is favor in your life. Praise the Lord. All the opportunities, the ideas they have are coming towards you. And that is what God is saying. Although it is dark, deep darkness is surrounding you, He is telling you that I will draw light upon you. That light will shine such as it will draw men unto you, including those wise men, the wise businessmen, the merchants of the world. They will come towards you. Another thing I realized is that a time of darkness in your life, the time of difficulties, the time of challenges in your life, is also an opportunity for God to raise your value, to raise your value in the society. Praise the Lord. Because if you go down there, it talks of, further down, you will hear of kings being drawn to you, powerful kings of the world. You read the whole chapter down there, you'll find somewhere where the Bible is talking of kings being drawn towards you. It's not easy to draw the leadership towards you unless there is value they find in you. All of you will agree with me. The time elections are around in our countries, that's the only time you are of value to the politician. They will visit you and sit with you even in your poor house and allow the cameramen to take photos with you because they want to be seen as the men of the people. Your value increases when the kings come close to you. Praise the Lord. And if you come from some places and the president leaves your house, even if he did not leave you with anything, the area boys will visit you at night. And they say, whatever was left, let us share. You will tell them, he never left me with anything. We were just sitting here. They will say, no, remove everything, put it on the table. Because they believe there is value that has been added to your house. Praise the Lord. It is good, especially when God draws this leadership towards you. As a child of God, the moment you emerge from that dark moment,
there is enormous light shining around you. The focus is around you because people begin to wonder, how did he come out of this situation? Tell us, what happened? What did you do? Everybody wants to understand what you went through in order to be raised to the position you are. And that is why God requires us to appreciate the experience that we are going through. Praise the Lord. Another thing, if you continue reading the entire chapter, you will begin to realize that God will cause men to come and serve you. You are not saying amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. All of us want to sit and to be served. Very few people love doing work. They just want to find things happening. So if God is going to command people to begin to minister to your needs, it is a privilege. Praise the Lord. But you must have gone through this experience that makes you to appreciate that something has turned around in your life. I like what Pastor Francis usually says, terms and conditions. Eh? There are terms and conditions. So that situations that God is going to allow in your life as a child of God, they are not so pleasant, but it's an opportunity for him to prove his glory upon your life. Praise the Lord. When God causes you to arise, he also gives you the favor to draw men to yourself. When Jesus Christ began to increase in stature, the Bible tells us he had favor with God and with men. But it's because he had gone through an experience. And that stature, that favor that you get from men, is because you've had an experience with God that is unique. Praise the Lord. The people who come towards you, those who do favor, those who give you favors, may not necessarily be the people you know. One thing you must remember, don't look at the people that you know. Just look unto God. It is him who commands whoever he chooses. Praise the Lord. Remember this God. When the disciples were being troubled about offering, they were told to go to the fish. Was it tax? And they found a coin in the mouth of a fish. Now, where do fish get money? But the disciple got a coin there. Praise the Lord. He can command anything to work in your favor. Praise the Lord. Verse 16 is what I was referring to. Verse 16 of that chapter 60. Powerful kings and mighty nations will satisfy your every need, as though you were a child nursing at the breast of a queen. You will know at last that I, the Lord, I am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Israel. Is that in your Bible? Is that written in your Bible? I'll read again. After you have arisen from the dark moments, those terrible moments that you don't want to talk about, God will cause powerful kings, not just kings, but powerful kings, and mighty nations will satisfy your every need. Do you have needs? Do you have needs?
Yes.
God is saying, powerful kings and mighty nations will all collude, will all converge to see that your needs are satisfied. Don't try to understand which nation it is, because probably you don't know which ones are mighty and which ones are not in the context of God. Praise the Lord. Don't try to understand who is the powerful king and who is not. In the context of God, we don't understand. But let us be ready and prepare ourselves for that moment when God begins to minister to us. It will be after the dark moments in our lives. Anybody who's going through dark moments, I know we don't want to reveal ourselves. We experience them every other time. Some of them, I know, we may smile, we may laugh with people, and even especially Christians, they are very happy on their face. But sometimes the moments, the times they are going through, if they were to open them to you, you begin to feel really this is too much. Praise the Lord. And each one of us, that thing that really troubles you is a dark moment in your life. But the Lord is saying, arise and shine. Arise and shine. You have an opportunity to embarrass the devil in your life. Praise the Lord. You have an opportunity to embarrass the devil in this moment. The same way God in Genesis embarrassed him. When it was all darkness around. When there was chaos around. He declared, let there be light. Let there be understanding. Let there be information for people to know, that you may know him and know his plans for your life. Let's look at some examples also. Judges, chapter 4. After Ehud's death, the Israelites again did evil in the Lord's sight. So the Lord turned them over to King Jabin of Hazor, a Canaanite king. The commander of his army was Sisera, who lived in Harosheth Hagoyim. Sisera, who had 900 iron chariots, ruthlessly oppressed the Israelites for 20 years. Then the people of Israel cried out to the Lord for help. Deborah, the wife of Lepidoth, was a prophet who was judging Israel at that time. She would sit under the palm tree, the palm of Ephraim, and the Israelites would go to her for judgment. One day, she sent for Barak, son of Abinom, who lived in Kadesh in the land of Naphtali. She said to him, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, commands you. Call out 10,000 warriors from the tribes of Naphtali and Zebulun at the Mount Tabor. And I will call out Sisera, commander of Jabin's army, along with his chariots and warriors to the Kishon River. There I will give you victory over him. Barak told her, I will go, but only if you go with me. Praise the Lord. Even if there is justification for the devil to keep you in the darkness because of your misbehavior, because of your sinful life, even if there is a reason, but you remember your God and cry out to him, there is an opportunity for you to be set free. Praise the Lord. Sometimes the devil keeps reminding us of our past failures every time we are approaching God. And many people reach that point and they are fearful even to mention anything before the throne of grace. Because before them, the devil is holding a placard, reading everything that went in their lives, they did in their lives. And so they are scared of crying out to God. That self-condemnation must cease tonight. Because God has given you an opportunity to cry out unto him, and he wants you to come out of that oppressive relationship you have with the devil. These people had sinned. So there was justification for the devil to keep them captive. But when they cried to God, God heard their cry. And he used his servant, the prophet. And he gave them a strategy. One man was appointed to go and do lead them into victory. His name was Barak. But Barak shied away from that responsibility. Sometimes God challenges you in your life. Kenneth, you must tackle this thing now. It's a dark moment in your life. And sometimes we are scared. We don't know what to do. We don't want to take that bold step of confronting that situation. Like Barak, we would rather have somebody accompanying us. But if you read that story, you begin to realize that yes, finally, Barak led the army. They won. But who received the glory? Was it Barak? It was the lady who received the glory, Jael. Praise the Lord. God has designed a victory for you that you may celebrate even in the victory and the glory that follows. Don't abandon your position and wait for others to carry your responsibility. When you feel the conviction in your spirit, this is the moment to attack, to handle this situation in my life. Go for it. Why? Because God has already provided victory ahead of you. He had already announced to these people, I am going to cause the enemy to come with all his chariots. They will look scary, but I have already granted you the victory. There's nothing as good as going to war when you know that you have already won. Various times I've told you, some people have heart attacks when they are going to watch the cricket match. It's good to wait. Keep yourself away until you know the results. If India has won, then go and watch the review. Whatever tense moments are there, at least you can comfort yourself. I know the results at the end. Praise the Lord. It is like, you cricket people, you footballers, it is agonizing. Hey, the Green Eagles are here. It is agonizing when Nigeria is going to play football and they're not sure whether the coach is the right one. Praise the Lord. They are always tensed. They don't enjoy like some of us because lose or win, it doesn't matter to me. So I enjoy the game, the beauty, the artistry of the players, I enjoy. But for the Nigerian, he's tensed until he hears, 2-0 in favor of Eagles. What are you celebrating that the game is over? I'm telling you, God assures of victory ahead of time. And that's the joy that we have as children of God. The battle belongs to him. The victory belongs to us. Praise the Lord. That's the beauty of our God. When he asks you to move in a given direction, he has already given provisions for your success in that area. You only walk in to enjoy. A few lessons we draw from that. Although the troubles the Israelites were going through were self-inflicted because they had sinned against God, God was still merciful to intervene in their situations. Praise the Lord. Even the lawful captives, he will set you free. Even you, the lawful captive, you have been held because there is justification for the devil to say, Kenneth has done this and this and this. According to your word, oh God, this one belongs to me. God will come in and say, no, my son died for him. The blood has already been shed. The price has been paid. Praise the Lord. There will be justification for me to be pulled out of that dark moment. Praise the Lord. But only if you know, only if you understand. These children of Israel realized their misery, the source of their misery. Have you? They realized the source of their misery and they cried out to God. It is good sometimes to interrogate yourself in your life as a Christian. Why am I experiencing this? And if God points out a situation in your life that requires you to repent, repent. Tell him, Father, I am sorry. And genuinely do it. Don't do it because there is something you are targeting. No. Genuinely do it. I like the prodigal son. When he realized that he had sinned against his father, the Bible says, he said, I am ready for whatever I become in my father's house. If he says I'm going to be a clean, I'll be. But as long as he forgives me. Praise the Lord. And he walked back. But the loving father, on seeing him from a distance, he ran. The old man was running to meet his son. That's the beauty of our God. You may have messed in your place of work. It's true you've messed. You've made the wrong decision and things are bad. And so you deserve to be sacked. I've said sacked at everybody. Has jacked their head. I'm not saying you're going to be sacked. I'm saying we deserve. But because we belong to him, he will come in and say, yes, I know my son has messed. But I am taking charge of this situation. Praise the Lord. Just know that you need to cry to God in your dark moments. Do not shy away from the responsibility that God will give you in those times. Barak shied away. And when the glory came, it was not for him. He fought the war, he won. But whoever got the glory and the honor was the lady. Do not shy away from the opportunity God is giving you in the dark times to wage war against the enemy. Be not afraid of what lies ahead. God will lead the assault on your behalf. These people knew the kind of army Sisera was leading. They were afraid of it. But because they had the assurance from God that the victory was on the way, they went. Although Barak was still wondering and saying, no, I need some assurance. But they went and the victory came their way. Praise the Lord. It is good to know that we serve a God that will always pull us out of those dark moments when things are bad. And he will come and say, arise, O my son, for the day of your redemption has come. Judges 6, another story that we know, Judges chapter 6. I'll just read a small portion. Verse 12 onwards. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, mighty hero, the Lord is with you. Verse 13, that's Gideon now. Sir, Gideon replied, if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? And where are all the miracles our ancestors told us about? Didn't they say the Lord brought us up out of Egypt? But now the Lord has abandoned us and handed us over to the Midianites. Verse 14, then the Lord turned to him and said, go with the strength you have and rescue Israel from the Midianites. I am sending you. 15, but Lord, Gideon replied, how can I rescue Israel? My clan is the weakest in the whole tribe of Manasseh, and I am the least in my entire family. Verse 16, the Lord said, I will be with you, and you will destroy the Midianites as if you were fighting against one man. Praise the Lord. The angels are messengers, true or false.
As a messenger, you just deliver what you have been told. It is unwise to start defending what you have been told to deliver. The best thing you just say, I was asked to give this, I've given. Any question you have, I can only take the questions back. So this is what the angel was trying to do here. The children of Israel are in big problem. Again, because they have sinned against God. And so, they are being punished for their sins. And we are told the Midianites were wreaking havoc. Every time these people were about to harvest, things were just working about to be good. Then they would come and crash the whole field. They were just about to be promoted, and then everything just collapses. They're just about to win some favor of financial favor, and then the whole thing just collapses. I pity those of us who are in sales. Maybe you're just about to seal up a deal for your company which will make you gain value. And then somehow the person pulls out of the deal. I don't know how you feel. It's not good. This is the same scenario that these people, when they're just about to harvest, these people would push their animals. I think the people from Nigeria know this. The Fulani. Eh? They will just sweep, push the, from Senegal, they come with their animals and then they push in your land. Okay? I'm not saying that. Even in Kenya we have our Maasai's also. They also move with their animals. We have the Turkanas moving with their animals. They are all over, but not with bad intentions. Praise the Lord. But the devil will create situations around your life that you cannot understand. When things are just about to happen, good things, then that's when it strikes. And then you begin to realize it's a pattern that is developing in your life over and over and over. That is a dark moment. It's time to raise up your voice to God and tell Him, "My Father, my Father, this is not what you designed me for." Praise the Lord. I was talking about the angel. Gideon is annoyed with God. If you see the tone he's talking about, he's responding with, the tone is not friendly. The angel comes, is delivering the message. What message does the angel have? He says, "Mighty hero, the Lord is with you. I'm suffering like this and you're calling me a hero? I'm being given warning letters and you're calling me a hardworking person? Is that meant to spite me or what?" But that is how the devil operates. The moment he begins to build in you bitterness towards God, he's winning. And that's what he was doing to Gideon. Because Gideon did not want to hear anything. He said, "If God did this, why is he leaving us in this situation?" I know some of you find yourselves in those situations, but if I say raise up your hand, you'll not raise because you are holy. When things are tough, sometimes we tend to turn to God. We want to challenge God. But the angel said, "Me, I was just told to tell you, mighty hero." And then this man comes with this question. If this has happened, why is this complaints, complaint upon complaint? And the angel waits for him to finish and comes in verse 14 and says, "Go with this strength you have and rescue Israel." Now, Gideon is confused because he thought this man was going to engage him to discuss about this being abandoned. But at that time, the angel says, "No, my message is to tell you, you are strong. You are the right person to fight this battle. You are the one that God designed. Who knows you are meant for such a time as this? It is you that God wanted to overcome so that you become a testimony in his household." Praise the Lord. Some of the experiences you are going through is on behalf of the body of Christ. So So carry that cross with pride. Because when you are through with it, it will be a testimony to encourage another person in the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. Don't be discouraged. The dark moments you are going through, they are meant to build you, to bring you to a point where you become a leader in that area, in the household of God. So the angel tells him, this strength, this feeling you have, is the right one to fight this battle. Go in that strength. And the man says, okay, let me change tact. Let me tell him my weakness so that he can know. He says how he's the smallest in his family, that the clan is the weakest. And the angel comes to say, he says in verse 16, I will be with you. Can you turn and tell somebody, God is saying he will be with you? God is saying he will be with you. Says, I'm going to be with you, and you will destroy the Midianites as if you were fighting against one man. There were many, but God will change the battle. It will be light in your hands. But you need to do one thing. Rise up and cry unto him. Then he stands with you. Then the battle turns out to be God's battle, and you are there waiting for the victory. That is why it becomes a one-man battle. Praise the Lord. Quickly, God is focused on where he is taking you rather than where you are. Gideon was more concerned about his state. But the angel kept telling him to look forward. You are a might, you are a hero. You are going to win. He's not talking about his present. Stop discussing your weaknesses in your heart with your friends, the challenges, but talk about what God is about to do in your life. That is what God has called you to. In Jeremiah 29:11 says, the plans I have, plans are futuristic. They're not for the present. I cannot say I'm planning to be on the pulpit now because I'm already there. But I can say I'm planning to be in the prayer meeting tomorrow. Amen. Shall you say amen?
Amen.
Some of you kept quiet. I am planning to attend the meeting tomorrow, the prayer, because it's in the future. And God is telling Gideon, you will be victorious. He is telling you now, your situation is now, but I'm talking about tomorrow, the day after, the week after, you will be victorious.
Amen.
Arise. Praise the Lord. The God who knows the beginning to the end has already made provisions. He will give us the right company. Sometimes those battles will require that God invites other people to join you. That will be the right company. Don't go for your uncle somewhere. Don't go for that politician who promised you during election, come to my office. Don't. If you catch him in the office, you know he's there. Somehow he'll disappear. The secretary will tell you he has already left. He doesn't even remember you at that time. Woe unto they that look unto Egypt for help. You should not run to Egypt. Praise the Lord. Focus unto God for your victory. Peter, for the time that Peter looked unto Jesus, you know, sometimes we say how Peter was sinking in the water. And it's a lovely thing. Oh, Peter looked at the storms and then he started sinking. But we forget, even if it was 2 seconds, he focused his eyes on Christ and he walked. He made some steps on the water. Praise the Lord. Do you remember that story? If you don't remember, visit us in the Friday school. Praise the Lord. For a few steps he made, he walked on the water. At that moment, his focus was on Christ. But the moment he turned and focused on the storm, he started sinking. Arise and shine. Let your focus be God. In those difficult moments, you will not even notice they are there because your focus is on God. Praise the Lord. And you will be victorious. So let us challenge ourselves to arise in a few, in Isaiah 61. The Bible says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted, to proclaim that captives will be released and prisoners will be freed. He has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of the Lord's favor has come, and with it the day of God's anger against their enemies. To all who mourn in Israel, he will give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair. In their righteousness, they will be like great oaks that the Lord has planted for his own glory." Why God wants us to rise is because there is an anointing that is putting on your life, and he wants that anointing to do certain things in the household of faith. Praise the Lord. That you may walk victoriously. You may proclaim his name before those that have not heard. You may comfort those that are broken of heart and proclaim the freeing of the captives. Many are in captivity. Why? Because the darkness has consumed them. They are not hopeful of any light. But you, as a child of God, when the light shines on you, you will be an avenue for them to see that light. Praise the Lord. It's a time of favor in your life as a child of God. It's a time for you to celebrate. But the Bible says, "This far you have asked of nothing. Ask that it may be given unto you, that your joy may be made complete." How many want their joy to be made complete? Hey, that one we celebrate. But the Bible is saying, "Ask of me. Ask that it may be given to you, that your joy may be made complete." Praise the Lord. And then there will be a crown of beauty in the place of ashes. Where darkness has consumed you, there will be a crown of beauty. And the reason why God is doing all these things is that you may stand as a pillar of hope. He says, the oak, a pillar of hope in his household, where everybody will see God receive glory because of what he has done to you. If you read down further, such are people who have risen from darkness, their cities will be rebuilt, ancient ruins, they will be repaired. God wants you to arise so that that's those opportunities. You know, cities are a reflection of affluence, a reflection of prosperity. Okay? Cities. But if your city is ruined, it means you had an opportunity to prosper. That opportunity is gone. And God wants to rebuild that city in you. Praise the Lord. So God is calling you as a child of God, come back. Let this light shine upon you. Because your city, your opportunity for prosperity is here at hand. It's a moment for you to celebrate in his presence. Praise the Lord. There is no framework, there's no time frame for such as a suffering in the moment of darkness. I'll give you a few examples. Lazarus was dead for 4 days. It was a dark moment in the family. But Jesus Christ came by and said, "Lazarus, rise and come out." Praise the Lord. Lazarus was resurrected. Your dead moments will be resurrected. Your dead moments will be revived.
and you'll celebrate with the Lord. For 7 years, the Israelites were suffering from the Midianites, but God paid them a visit, and by the hand of Gideon, they were set free. Praise the Lord. And then there was this woman with the issue of blood, living in a moment of darkness. For 12 years, she was suffering. And one day she said, no, I'll not continue living in this shame. I'll not continue living in this fear. What I will do, no matter what people say, I'll walk and touch his hem. It was a decision she made. You must make a decision of the circumstances you're facing and hate them terribly. Then God will come and see you through. Praise the Lord. I'll tell you one shocking thing. Some of us continue to stay in dark moments because we are not annoyed enough with those moments. We are not angered by those situations enough to put up a fight. You're looking at me and saying, Kenneth, what are you talking about? I'm serious. If you are annoyed enough with your situation, you may not have to sleep for a few days. Praise the Lord. If you are annoyed enough with your dark moments, you may have to wake up very early. If you are annoyed with your situation, food may not be a priority. Praise the Lord. So search yourself. Are you really annoyed with the situation you are going through? Do you want to come out of it? Take the anger of Gideon and confront that situation. Praise the Lord. 20 years, the children, as we have read, the Midianites was hitting them hard, and Barak, through the hand of Barak, God delivered them. Another man, for 38 years, this man was lying next to the pool, waiting to be delivered. And he was waiting for a man. The Bible tells us when Jesus came by, the man cried unto him, and he said, I've been here in this dark moment for 38 years, and there's no man who is ready to take me through. He was waiting for an uncle. He was waiting for a brother who was well-placed, but none was coming by. But thank God, Jesus Christ came by, and the man received his miracle. Praise the Lord. We have our Lord Jesus Christ. And if we go to him, he's always there to pull us out of those dark moments. And we shall arise and shine with him. Praise the Lord. I finish with four things that we must reflect on. Four things. We're not going to details, but I'll just be mentioning them. The first thing that we need to do to arise, we must overcome fear. We must overcome fear. We must overcome fear. Isaiah 43, verse 2, it says, when you go through the deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through the rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. Why? For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt as a ransom for your freedom. I gave Ethiopia and Saba in your place. If you compare David and Gideon, Gideon is complaining. He's not ready to attack the enemy. He's fearful, hiding. David walks into the battlefront, and then he hears the enemy talking ill of God, Goliath. What does the young man say? David says, who is this man who talks ill of our God? Who is he? The anger was in his heart. He could not stand to see somebody talk ill of God. Can we be like David's in our day? Those situations that the devil is bringing in our lives, can we confront them? Let's not complain like Gideon was doing. Number two, be a person of courage. Be a person of courage. Joshua chapter 1 is a classic example. It's a dark moment in the children, in the history of Israel. Moses is gone, and everybody is now apprehensive. They don't know what is going to come. But God has appointed Joshua, and this is what God tells Joshua. Verse 6, be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land I swore to their ancestors. I would give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do. Be strong and very courageous. God expects you to have courage in those moments. Your courage is not being derived because of your experience, from your experience or the resources you have, but then understanding that God is standing with you in that situation. You have to confront the enemy with that courage. Joshua did. Barak shied off. Number three, refuse the prescription that the devil is giving you. The devil has got a prescription. He will always try to give it in place of God. So I want us to remember the incidents where there was a paralytic. Four of his friends carried the man with a bed. And one thing I like about that story, the Bible says the power of God was present where Christ was. The power of God was present. And some people were just happy to be there. They had problems, but they were happy just to be in the presence of God. But there were a group of people, four men. They said, this power, we must tap into it. They carried their friend, and they found the place crowded. But they said, no, we have come a long way. We are not giving up. They pulled the tiles from the roof and lowered the man at the feet of Jesus. Did he go home well or not? Was he healed? Yes. Some situations we must take deliberate steps to turn them around. Even when there are obstacles, we must surmount those obstacles and begin to tap into the power and the blessings of God that our lives may turn around. And finally, understand and act on God's plan for your life. Understand and act on God's plan for your life. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you. God knows the plans he has for me. Praise the Lord. But do I know the plans God has for me? So we must engage ourselves in that level. God, you know the plans you have for me. Reveal them to me. That I may walk according to your plan. That I may experience life according to your plan. I like some verse which says, according to what was written about him. Christ was living according to what was written about him. Praise the Lord. He was striving to live according to God's plan for his life. So that is where we must find ourselves. Praise the Lord. And before I go to sit, I want to sound a very, 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 very strong request from the church. Praise the Lord. We are in need of Friday school teachers.
Praise the Lord. Say praise the Lord. You know now I'm in the pulpit. When I ask you to say praise the Lord, you say you don't know. Maybe God is speaking through me and you are quiet. Praise the Lord. We need Friday school teachers. Pray over it. As God impresses upon you, please pick a form. Come and talk to us. The more we are, the better. Praise the Lord. It's a wonderful place to be. May God bless you so much.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you, Brother Ken, for such a wonderful challenge. Let us all arise. 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 Let us arise. End of the service, and you have to walk in the word they are given. Let us arise. Hallelujah. One thing I got from today I wanted to share with everybody is, who is the person telling you to arise? If we can understand the person that is telling us to arise, then you will arise. And it's God that is telling you to arise. I want you to understand that. I took this message personally, myself. The areas where I've refused to stand up or to take a step, I'm going back to the drawing board and say, God, help me to arise. And I pray that each one of us today will be able to arise to those situations in our life. And God will help us in Jesus' name. Let's just pray. Father, Lord, we say thank you for today. We bless your name. We thank you for the message that you have given us. We thank you for the challenge that you have thrown out to us, Father, Lord. Lord, I believe this message is personal for each person, Father, Lord. Lord, where you want us to arise, Lord, I ask that you give us the grace to arise. Those four pointers at the end, Father, Lord, overcoming fear, to be courageous, Father, Lord, and not to even set back where we are. And finally, Father, Lord, for your plans for us are for good, Father, Lord. Give us the wherewithal to arise, to fulfill our destiny, Father, Lord, in our personal life, in our spiritual walk, and even a secular life that you have entrusted in our hands. Lord, I pray that the church altogether will also arise, Father, Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord, because this message was not from Brother Kenneth. This message was from you, Father, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your servant also that you have used to be able to give us this message. Father, Lord, I pray that you continue to bless him. Lord, I pray that he will grow from strength to strength, Father, Lord, in his knowledge of your word. Lord, in his workplace, Father, Lord, Lord, we ask that you lift him up, Father, Lord, to the next level, Father, Lord. Lord, as you have spoken today, Father, Lord, that you will get favor from men, Father, Lord. I pray that he shall be the first partaker in the mighty name of Jesus. In his workplace, Father, Lord, he shall be favored, Father, Lord. Lord, we ask that you bless his family. We ask that you keep them, you provide for them, and you increase them mightily in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the church. Even as we enter this week, Father, I pray that your blessings go with us, Father, Lord. I pray that your presence goes with us, Father, Lord. And Lord, we shall receive your favor this week. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Before we share the grace, just two things. If the word Brother Kenneth has given out to you, you want to join the Friday school, please, he's very much available. Meet him. I know that there will be some answers from there. People that want to join the Friday school, we have teachers in our midst. Please use your circular gift for God's kingdom, and I'm sure he's available. Also, when we exit on this side, please, let's not stay on the veranda. There's another church coming in, and they need access to the building. So just go off to the shade, and we can fellowship there. Let's share the grace in fellowship together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you.